All right, guys, this is where your blueprint training kicks off. As in this lesson, I'll be breaking down for you the critical difference between tactics and strategy when it comes to online video. But first, I want to share with you this quote from ancient Chinese general Sun Tzu from his book, The Art of War. Now, of course, Sun Tzu wrote this book with military strategy in mind, but I love how many of his key teachings can inform good marketing strategy today. He wrote, "Strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory. Tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat." Now, let me break that down for you. When we consider video content online as a marketing tactic and the online video strategy as the plan of attack, so to speak, then Sun Tzu nails it with this quote, as he describes that having a plan in place, your strategy, but failing to implement with good tactics, which is the actual videos, is a slow route to victory. On the other hand, simply implementing tactics or pushing out video after video with no strategy, it could be just seen as a whole lot of noise before defeat. As online video strategists, we don't want to be contributing to that noise. Another way of viewing this is to see the strategy as your recipe and the individual pieces of video content and other marketing tactics as your ingredients. Now, as a cook, if you were to simply throw a whole bunch of random ingredients together in a pot and hope for the best, you may end up with a palatable dish, but chances are you'll end up with a dog's breakfast. On the other hand, with a great recipe to follow, seemingly unrelated ingredients used in unexpected ways and creative ways can create a culinary masterpiece, which gets your customers mouth-watering and begging for more. Now, this is what we want to be aiming for with our online video content, and that is the importance of first designing an effective online video strategy. So, we've established the importance of a video strategy from a theoretical perspective, but what about from a business perspective? Again here, the importance of video strategy becomes blindingly clear. With a strategic approach to online video, your clients can actually see direct relationships between the content produced, the audiences you're trying to reach, the goals you wish to achieve, and the method in which the content will be engaged with online. There's now an understanding that the videos that are being produced will be the right content for the right audience, used in the right way, at the right time. You see, for many in business, video is typically being created with a form approach. That is, they decide they want to make a video, perhaps someone suggested it to them, or they've seen other videos online and thought that looks like a good idea, or perhaps they're coming from an understanding that their ideal audience loves video, so as a result, they want to make some video. So they decide to do a video, then they either do it themselves or they pay a production company to make the video. Perhaps they might even optimize the video for search engines. Then they count how many views they got, pat themselves on the back and go on their merry way until the next time someone says, "We should make a video." Now that's the form approach to video, or video for video's sake. And the problem is, it just doesn't work very well. A much better way of looking at it is a strategic approach to video, one in which the first questions asked are strategic. For example, we need to improve X in our business. Perhaps it's more people hearing about the brand, higher numbers of visitors to a site, more foot traffic in the shop, more better engaged conversations on social media, or more purchases in an e-commerce store, whatever it is. The first decision is, what do we need to improve on? Next, it needs to be decided whether video is even the right format in which to achieve this desired outcome. If so, then you define the creative and technical approach to making the videos happen and engaged with by the right people. And then finally, the relevant results are measured, analyzed, and acted on to further improve the video strategy. Now, this strategic approach to video is where the real power lies. And as video strategists, we need to be walking through every step of this journey to ensure effective online video strategy and that we are returning on the investment of time and money for our clients. An overview of the seven elements to an effective online video strategy, which form the basis of the online video strategy blueprint, was shared with you in introduction module lesson one. But now I want to unpack it a bit further before we get into module one. The structure of the seven key elements is quite deliberate, and by the end of this course, you'll gain deep understanding of each element and importantly, how they work together to ensure an effective online video strategy. At the top of the element structure is audience, and this really is the most important place to start. In any marketing, whether it be through video or otherwise, if you don't first know who your audience is, that is, who you're communicating to and selling to, then it really is impossible to craft a compelling and effective video strategy to move them to any action. Now, we'll be breaking down audiences and tools to identify and develop a better understanding of them for your clients through Module 1. From a clear understanding of audience or who you're talking to, the next step is to identify what it is that you want them to do. Your goals. Now, setting clear goals within your video strategy allows you to align the video content to the customer at the right time, in the right way, as they move through the journey of eventually buying from the business. In any given strategy, you'll be working towards different goals at different times with different pieces of content. Importantly, the goals will provide insight into what content to make, how to distribute that content, what to do to optimize the content, and how to measure the success of the content against desired outcomes. Gaining clarity on these goals is a serious game changer when it comes to online video strategy, and we'll dive deeper into this in Module 2. All right, with the goals defined, we use this to inform the content. And by content here, I'm of course referring to the videos which will actually be created. Now, being strategic about not only what the videos are about, but also considering other key elements such as the video's duration, structure, screen ratio, timeliness, and more, by allowing your wider strategy to inform the style and format of the content created, you'll be ensuring you'll be engaging the intended audience in the right way and moving them towards the desired strategic outcome. Now, Module 3 will take us deeper into the content strategy. Okay, so remember old Sun Tzu's wisdom about strategy without tactics is the slow route to victory? See, the thing is that even the best planned strategic video content will fail to achieve success without tactical implementation. And so the next element, distribution, is all about getting the content out to the intended audience on the right platforms, in the right way, at the right time. Our distribution strategy needs to take into account the rapidly changing pace of online video platforms, social networks, and audience behaviors. We need to consider each platform uniquely and respect the language and user expectation of each. It's important to also think strategically about the frequency of content distribution across these different platforms, as well as to seek opportunities to capitalize on wider networks, both online and off around the brand, to maximize reach and engagement. Now, I seriously love this tactical stuff, and we'll be getting right into it when we look at distribution in Module 4. But hold on, the best content distributed the right ways on the ideal platforms still needs to be actually seen by the intended audience, right? And this is where the importance of getting the next element sorted in your video strategy becomes critical. That is, optimization. When we understand that all online channels really act as one big filter system as a result of algorithms and search, and combine this with human interest filters, that is, an individual split-second decision about whether to pay attention to a piece of content or ignore it, we begin to see how nailing the optimization of content can make or break an effective video strategy. Now, for many, that idea of SEO or search engine optimization conjures up negative ideas around hacking to get on page one of Google. But when it comes to video, SEO is an important element not to overlook. We also need to consider here how the content should be optimized for audiences as well, and not just for search algorithms. Hold on to your hats, we'll run through optimization in detail in Module 5. Now, you may have heard of a much quoted quote by Peter Drucker that goes something along the lines of, "You can't manage what you don't measure." And this sums up perfectly the next key element in an effective online video marketing strategy, metrics. And it's this detailed data that's tracked around your video content online, combined with your strategic analysis of the data that matters, that provides powerful insight into the success of your strategy, the return on the investment, and importantly, clear direction on how to improve the effectiveness of the strategy moving forward. Now, we'll get a bit techie and into the numbers here as we explore metrics in Module 6. And finally, the last element of an effective online video strategy is production. And there's a very deliberate and important reason why this element factors last in any strategy. You see, production here refers to the creative and technical act of actually making the video content. That is, decisions around what camera to use, who's going to be on camera or not, music choice, budgets, whether a company should hire a professional company or do it themselves, should they use live video or pre-record a series, and so on and so on. If you're currently a video producer like me, then this is the area in which we're most familiar. On the other hand, for many businesses considering video, this is where the whole process begins and ends, with decisions about how to actually get the videos made. Whichever way you look at this final element, the important understanding is that production decisions should always be a result of the other six elements at play here. How the video is put together and the technical approach to make it happen should absolutely and always be directly linked to the strategic decisions we've made as we've built out the rest of the strategy. As such, this final element rounds out the training in the Blueprint course as we dive into production in Module 7. And finally, in Module 8, you'll find lessons there that will bring all this learning together and help you understand how to implement and apply this for your business in your way. The full Blueprint PDF can be downloaded in the resources for this video. If you'd like, you can print that out and use it as a visual guide to work your way through the course, or stick it up on the wall next to your desk like I do. So, to bring it all together and to round out this final video for the introduction module, let me just remind you to head on over and join me and the rest of the Blueprint community over in the Facebook group with any questions or comments as we begin to unpack the Blueprint and learn together. And I'll see you real soon for Module 1.